Blackstone Audio presents A Most Curious Murder, a little library mystery by Elizabeth Kane Buzzelli. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. Child of the pure, unclouded brow and dreaming eyes of wonder, though time be fleet and I and thou are half a life asunder, thy loving smile will surely hail the love gift of a fairy tale. Lewis Carroll, Through the Looking Glass. Chapter 1.
"Oh, dear,"
said a little voice from behind Jenny Weston, who knelt in the wet grass in drizzling rain, early morning light making long shadows of the destruction around her.
"Like jars of strawberry jam. That's from Alice in Wonderland, you know. But everyone knows that,"
the voice, belonging to a little girl, said.
"Go away,"
Jenny mumbled. She wished the kid would leave her alone to face the ruin of her mother's little library by herself. All the books her mom loved were scattered over the grass, each soaked and swollen, some covers empty, pages torn and tossed everywhere, now giving the weak rustle of dying weeds when the chilly wind blew in off Lake Michigan. And the library box that held the books, special to so many in Bear Falls, Michigan, especially to her mother, Dora, smashed and splintered into jagged red, green, and white shards. The post it once stood on was split in two. Jenny squeezed down her feelings, all the hurt and anger and outrage. She knew immediately when she drove in after her all-night ride that there wouldn't be any happier or sunnier days back here in Michigan than there'd been in Chicago. This wasn't a return to Eden, after all.
Only another war zone.